You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Well, our guest with us today, Brenda Huerta, joins us from Focus on the Family. She's a counselor there that specializes in parenting adult children and marriage conflict. And Brenda, thank you so much for taking the time to join us for a few minutes today on ABQ Connect.
Thanks, Steve, for having me.
Always appreciate all the work being done, so much being done up at Focus on the Family. Today, our conversation is going to revolve around and parents of adult children that are preparing to leave home either for school or maybe just heading into career, and which leaves these parents in that situation most of us have heard about, the empty nest. And actually, Brenda, how would you define that? How would you define parents experiencing an empty nest?
Yes, the empty nest syndrome is kind of the sadness, the loneliness, and even grief that parents experience when children leave the home. And it might be completely different from one person to another, even in marriage. Maybe a husband is super excited that he feels like I'm graduating as a parent, where maybe mom is feeling loss of purpose.
Right. And you mentioned several emotions already, loneliness, grief, maybe even satisfaction or accomplishment. But let's talk about some of that loneliness, which now when I hear that, one of the first things that comes to mind is, well, you're not alone, but there are single parents that are sending kids off, but even married couples are going to experience that. Is this true?
Absolutely. Especially, I would say, moms and those that, I mean, you're giving your many years to parenting these children, right? And you're loving them, and many are homemakers, right? So they are 24/7 just spending all the time of their wake time for their children or for their marriage. So when part of the purpose that they have is leaving, is that loss of purpose and difficulty adjusting to new roles and routines. So it can be very hard for some people.
Yeah, and along with loneliness, you mentioned grief. And although, sending the kids off to career or school, for the most part, I'm expecting when it's an amiable separation that you expect to continue that relationship and see them again. It's not like, you've lost them to heaven, but there is a real grief that sets in, yes?
Absolutely, because, I mean, their rooms are empty. There are times that you would have been talking with one of them or going to the groceries with them, and it's not there anymore, right? Or picking up that from school. So there are so many of our activities that are aligned to their activities. So when we don't have that, yes, we feel grief and we feel loneliness.
Yeah, and, now I grew up as a military brat, so there was a lot of change because we would move from time to time, and it was something I grew accustomed to, and actually probably even a little bit callous to change. But when there's a drastic change in a household like that, what other ways do you see that impact the household?
Well, sometimes in marriage as well, just because a lot of the focus has been on the kids, and if there were some of the kids that were having more trouble than others, you are focusing on them. And now that they leave, you don't even know who you are as a couple. So it's reconnecting. It's very, very important. And trying to understand each other in this new season. I remember when we become empty nesters, my dad called me, and he's a pastor in Mexico. And he called me and he said, I am super excited for you guys. This is the best time ever for marriage. And just hearing his enthusiasm, it was so incredible good for us, right? To see, okay, yeah, that's true. This could be a time of sadness, but also can be a time of amazing opportunities for our marriage and for us individually as well.
And let's talk a little bit about some of those What you were getting there, touching on, you know, your dad encouraging you and saying what a great time of marriage that it ends up being. But those positive feelings like accomplishment and relief, how might that impact?
Well, that one is almost, my husband says, this is my graduation day. Like I did my job. And now my kids are in college. They are growing up. They are doing what we trained them to be, right? And to do. So for him was, honestly, it was a feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of I did my job. And for me, especially because two of them are girls and we were super close, or we are super close. But in those moments where like, who am I going to talk to now that I want to, right?
Yeah.
And it's learning to all the friendship that I have with my kids now 100% goes to my husband, right? So we are talking and he's remote. He works remote. So we talk a lot. And that has been a blessing. And then also finding reasonable moments to talk with our kids. So I talk to each one of them because I had different relationship with each one of them and see, okay, what is good for you? What is a good connection between you and I that you won't feel overwhelmed? So we talk and that's the type of connection that I have with each one of them.
Now let's talk a little bit about that. With the kids, young adults being gone, what kind of boundaries are set? And what's healthy as far as how much to be communicating and how much to be involved in their lives? How do you determine, just, you know, where that balance should be?
Yeah, I would say obviously depends on each relationship. But, for example, when my first one went to college, I was honest with her and I said, this is my first time sending someone to college. I have no clue how to be a mom of a young adult. So you are going to have to train me and you're going to have to teach me how to do it right. So when I'm crossing a line, I want you to tell me. And, when I'm, under what you're expecting, please tell me too. I want to be a good mom. So I had, that openness with them to ask them what is good. And then they always knew that they could come home if they needed. And, they were in college like only hour and a half away. So we were able to go and have coffee when they invited me. Right. Yeah. So I let it more them, be the guide.
And, you know, you touch on something very important there. You spoke to your daughter prior to her going. On all of these points that we've touched on, how important is it to have all, you know, conversations about all of these things prior to the actual empty nest occurring?
I think it's important because it's being open and being honest in your feelings. Obviously, for them, it's an amazing time. They're going to have way more freedom. They're going to make their own decisions. So they're going to feel like adults. Even they might have been adult for a year or something, but for them, this is the first time that they will feel like an adult making their own choices and things like that. So letting her know, like, yes, I understand that you are super happy and I am very happy for you. However, I want you to understand my feelings as well. So just being open in those things. And I want to be able to find ways that we can connect that are good for both of us. So let's find the middle, the happy middle, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, we talked a lot about, kids, you know, leaving. And, you know, the hope obviously is that, you know, you've trained them. They're prepared to fly and go out there and succeed, and start their own families or start their own households or both. And how important is it, or is it important at all, or is it something that should be discussed about the possibility? You know, you plan for the best, you hope for the best. And I don't want to say plan for the worst, because, you know, it's not necessarily the worst thing if a child boomerangs and comes back to the house. You know, and I don't know if you even know how often does that really occur. And how do you prepare and or deal with that before it happens and when it happens?
Yes, Steve, that's a wonderful question. And the fact is we are seeing bigger numbers now of people returning home, and it could be because of the economy, and it's more difficult for them to buy a house or to rent or anything. So we are seeing more and more people coming back to parents. And I would say it's okay. It's okay if we can help them, but at the same time to make sure that we are not enabling them not to grow. So we have to find those boundaries of them being at home where the rules obviously change because they are adults, but at the same time, they're in your house. So they have to respect rules that are important to you. And at the same time, okay, how am I going to make sure that he is understanding how life works? So in some cases, it's good to have them pay a little bit of rent or helping them clean the house or helping with groceries, whatever is necessary, but in a way that even if they're in the house, how am I going to make sure that they are growing to be the adults and independent people that they need to be?
You know, earlier in our conversation, you even mentioned your husband having that sense of accomplishment and satisfaction and my job and our job is done. And let's speak a little bit to that. As a parent of adult children, whether they leave the home and they successfully stay out of the home, they start their own household, or they, come home, as we mentioned, potentially boomeranging. I would caution someone from saying my job's done because, even as your kids are adults, would you agree that, I mean, there's still, parenting to do, as being the elder?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they call, and I have one of my children is already married, and sometimes they call for advice, and that is different, right? Giving them advice than telling them what to do. So when they were teens, we were transitioning from telling them what to do when they were little to now, okay, this is the way. Let's make sure that you take this way. And then when they are on their own and they are making their own decisions, then we are more kind of advisors. And that means they may or may not take our advice. And we need to be okay with that, especially when they are married.
So going back to those discussions before something happens, probably advisable to make it clear that like you did with your daughter, the first daughter who went off to college, where this is my first time and I need to know, I'm learning the boundaries, but maybe just to clearly communicate, there's a lot that I've already been through just because I've been on the planet Earth longer and I know you're an adult, but you need to know there's an open door. We're here to advise you if you need that. But if you're not hearing from us, even though we know you're in the midst of something, it could be that, we're letting you spread your wings a little bit, and try to figure things out, but just know that, we're just a phone call away.
Absolutely. And that's very important for them to know. And we told them as well, for example, if you mess up, we are here. If you need to come back, we are here. So that's important. Obviously, we want them to succeed and we want them to be able to make sure that they follow their dreams if they're according to the word. But at the same time, yes, there is a possibility that that it won't happen or that you will mess up and we are here. Even, for example, with our daughters, we didn't want that to happen, obviously, but we told them that if for any reason they got pregnant, they had a house. So we were not encouraging that because obviously we had other talks that make sure that was understandable that that's not what we wanted for them. But at the same time, we wanted them to know that our house was their house and it will always be their house.
Yeah. And you mentioned, unexpected pregnancies, I think is what you're talking about. And, mm-hmm. and, whether it's that or other, issues that they may run into, to know that Boy, that's, you know, those can be really difficult times. And that's, you know, I want to say that's something that we tried to make clear in our home, too, that there's a home here for you. And we're here prepared to assist. I don't know how else to say it. You know, bringing a lot of drama to the house. I mean, just there's got to be, boy, that's a big conversation. However, just for the kids to know that you're there and available in a non-judgmental way, that you're, you know, hey, we are where we are now. Let's find a path together to restoration and healing. Just how important those conversations are.
Absolutely. And then, for example, I mean, all my kids are out of, well, my oldest two are out of college and on their own working and everything. But there was a time that my oldest couldn't meet because she was moving from Denver to Portland. And for some reason, she misplaced how, like, the amount of money that she needed for the move. And she calls and she said, I didn't do it right, and I need a loan. So we made a plan for her to have the loan and for her to pay in a way that it was good for her and also for her to learn. So we didn't immediately give the money, right? So we helped her to be able to do the move, but at the same time, it's like, okay, this was your responsibility. It was your, you should have checked how much it was before you did it, right? And make sure that it was able or talk to us before or something like that. So in a way, okay, we are there to help, but at the same time, we are making them, responsible. So, and that's part of, letting them grow. So we are going to help, but in a way that they grow as well.
Well, and it sounds that has to be a healthy way to handle a situation like that, especially when it comes to your grown child's self-esteem in returning the loan.
Exactly. And in this case, obviously, my oldest is very independent. And for her, it's very special to show that she can do it. So we knew that it was a moment that she couldn't, she didn't see exactly the price that it was for the moving and did it wrong, let's say it. But in a way, she called and she said, this is what I need. I need a loan. She never said, can you give me the money? Which is amazing. And she said, I just need a loan and I want to pay it within 3 or 4 months. And is that okay? And we said, yes, that's perfect. And we did a plan together on how to do it. And it worked. And she paid the loan and she grew. And it's amazing because she's budgeting way better now.
Well, before we put a bow on this, Brenda, I want to throw it back to you, which, by the way, for those who just tuned in, we're visiting with Brenda Huerta. Brenda is a counselor focused on the family, specializing in parenting adult children and in marriage conflict. But Brenda, anything else to add that we haven't covered already?
Well, this is a beautiful time of opportunities. So I would say just rediscover who you are in Christ. I would say this is a time to resurrect any dreams that you may have, maybe in ministry, in career, or marriage, or even travel. So reconnect with a spouse and friends. It's a beautiful time. I would say most marriages either break in this season or they get the best time, the best season in marriage. And I would say choose the second because it's possible.
Well, that's great encouragement. And the other thing I would encourage our listeners to do is go to family.org on the website. You know, we mentioned Brenda is a counselor focused on the family. It's easy to find assistance. You know, when you go to family.org, you'll see various topics on marriage, parenting, faith, pro-life, culture, shows, and then a tab that says get help, where you can find a counselor like Brenda. In a time when you need assistance. The other thing is to call Focus on the Family directly at 1-800-A-FAMILY. Brenda, is there any other contact other than that that you'd encourage the listener to use if they're needing assistance in one of these areas?
I think those are perfect, the 1-800 letter A word family, if they want to reach out by phone, or focus on the family .com.
Very good. Focus on the family.com. I was going with one of those old addresses. Focus on the family.com. Tells you how long I've been a fan of the show. But Brenda Huerta, thank you so much for your time. A counselor at Focus on the Family, specializing in parenting, adult children, and marriage conflict. Look forward to having you back on the show another time.
Same here, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.